High school football is on the air on Jackson's Hit Music K105.3. This is Football Frenzy and the Game of the Week.
Brought to you in part by CP Financial Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Summit Orthodontics, Clothing Carousel, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and AC, Jimmy's Towing, Flexible Staffing, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Trips Auto Shop and Trips Ceramic Pro, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and AC, the Jackson YMCA, County National Bank, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, Tri-County Water, Lloyd Gantt Retirement Centers, The Restore, Double Chiropractic, and Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Now to the press box for the call of tonight's game with the Mayor Fruit Farm. Now to the Cassidy.
Absolutely gorgeous night for football here on Deering Road. Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy here with you. It's K105.3 Football Frenzy from Western High School as the Panthers of Western get set to take on the Panthers of Battle Creek Penfield. And Joe, this is a tale of two completely different teams last year. This game last year where these two teams played was not pretty at all.
No, not pretty at all. By the score of 49-0, Western did not give up a single point on that. We see a really big story tonight. Well, a few different stories. And the first one, Jason Duvall, 75 degrees, still got a half an hour before sunset. Beautiful night for some high school football.
That it is, as the teams begin to take the field. As packed of a house as you're going to get under our restrictions here in the state. Many parents out tonight. Socially distanced, of course. We are here, and we're fortunate enough to be outside as well amongst the crowd taking in this football game tonight. Last year, Battle Creek Penfield, kind of a rough season for them. They were 1-8 last year. Offense, or rather defense, was a bit of a struggle for them. They picked up a win in week one against Lake Odessa Lakewood and then lost the rest of the season, including this game here, as you mentioned, a massive loss to Parma Western last year. Western, meanwhile, 7-3. Last year, including a loss to Chelsea in the playoffs, 28-21. They also lost a heartbreaker to the team we saw last week, Coldwater, 14-13 in overtime. This year, both of these teams are 1-0 coming into this game. Penfield beat Harper Creek last week, 26-20, and Western beat Hastings, 42-20. So offense at a premium for the Western Panthers this year.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of momentum coming in for Penfield. As, like you said, they didn't have the most ideal of seasons last season with a heartbreaking 1-8. And like I brought up last week with Northwest, that could have been a few different, you know, plays, a few different seconds away from being a much different season. An amazing 7-3 season last year, losing to Chelsea only by 6 points. Chelsea ended up making it to Ford Field. Great for them. But Western has just been on a tear the last few seasons, and I'm excited for tonight.
Yeah, we've got a few games we'll talk about, too, in our out-of-town scoreboard. A couple of unfortunate forfeits due to the COVID-19 outbreaks around the area. So we'll get to those here in just a moment. But in the meantime, we are going to take a two-minute break, and we will come back with the kickoff on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. K105.3 Football Frenzy live on K105.3 on your radio dial. K105.3.com. You can check us out, listen live. You'll get the crawler as well for your out-of-town scoreboard down along the bottom of the screen. If you go to our Facebook page and check that out as well, be able to see the crawler on that, and our Periscope page, which I just found out we had. Didn't know that.
Neither did I.
So big thanks to CP Financial Credit Union, our title sponsor for K105.3's Football Frenzy this year. Go to K105.3.com/school spirit. You can register online for a chance to win $1,053. Got to say a big thank you to Big B Spring Arbor bringing me a chai tea latte and some hot chocolate for Joe over here. So thank you to the crew over at the Spring Arbor Big B. Western getting set to kick things off for us today. And back deep to receive for Penfield are two return men. Looks like everybody's set. 12 minutes is on the clock. Waiting for the official to make his way to the sideline. Very gingerly maneuvering his way to the sidelines.
Got to be careful, might pull a hammy.
There's the whistle. The kick is away, and this game is underway. And the return man is up to the 25. He'll get a seam to the 31. And a big hit by the Western Panthers return team there, or kick team, rather. That is number 22 on the return, Damian Morales.
Huge hit by number 43, Austin Keeler, running back slash linebacker. He definitely showed his linebacker abilities right there. Good hit for that senior.
The Penfield Panthers are captained by Ryan Peterson, the senior quarterback, 6'1", 70 for that young man. Wanted to mention our out-of-town scoreboard. Unfortunately, some teams had to forfeit today. Michigan Center, one of them, they will officially be scored 1-0 loss to Ludington. Also, Battle Creek, Harper Creek, 1-0 over Northwest, who had to forfeit their game. Jonesville will get the victory over Springport, 1-0 in their game as well due to the forfeit. Other games around the area, Monroe at Jackson, Hastings at Lumen Christi, and Columbia Central at Clinton. As we are continuing to await the chain gang, getting things lined up, getting all the officials in place. And I gotta make a mention. I noticed this on my way up after I grabbed the programs. There is an offensive tackle for Penfield weighing in today at 349.5 pounds. Peterson's first play from scrimmage is incomplete, intended to Luke Davis, the wide receiver. A little bit different look for Penfield versus what we saw with Coldwater out of that triple option offense. Shotgun, sort of spread offense for the Panthers here today.
We're also seeing a little bit of patience by Penfield. They're now in they're in no hurry for the 2nd and 10.
They do go no huddle, just not in any hurry to get things ready to go and get things organized.
I'm a Lions fan, sadly, so when I see no huddle offenses, I'm thinking the ball's going to be snapped within 5 seconds. Penfield's taking their time.
I just caught a glimpse of Benrachi Hall, the senior, 349.5. He is a big dude. He is a man among children out there. Blitz coming from the Western Panthers defense, still out of the shotgun. Peterson fires deep. He's got a man downfield complete, and he is going to be whistled out of bounds at the 40-yard line. First down for Luke Davis.
Number 5, Julius Adams, who is a slot as well as a defensive back. Number 5 for Western does a great job getting down the sideline to prevent any further damage for the Western Panthers defense.
11:40 to go on our clock. Make that 11:41. Now the clock will begin rolling. 1st and 10 from the Western Panthers 40. Peterson takes the snap, handoff right up the gut, and he has got room and then some down to the 10, down to the 5-yard line, still on his feet, and he will finally be brought down at about the 2-yard line. That was Cody Halting, the run.
Good stop by number 7, Cole Wilcox. Halting dragged him for about 10 to 15 yards on that. Has some strength in that running back, but ultimately good stop by a few Panthers, Western Panthers, my apologies, led by number 7, Cole Wilcox.
11:18 to go here in our first quarter. 1st and goal from the 1-yard line officially now. Still no score, but the Penfield Panthers are knocking on the door. They'll go back to that spread offense. Peterson, the quarterback, with one tailback to his left, one to his right, two wide receivers split out to his right. He's going to keep it himself, and up the middle he goes into the end zone for the score. That is a touchdown, Battle Creek Penfield. No flags on the play, 10:52, and Penfield will take a very quick 6-0 lead here.
It was ultimately, I think, a good defensive effort by Western on that, but once the quarterback rolled out and made that nice pass downfield for about 20-25, there was really no stopping. Penfield had all the momentum, and they capitalized with a touchdown.
Yeah, that was kind of a busted play, and he was lucky to find Luke Davis, who really got the tone set on that opening drive. And Penfield looks like they're going to line up for a two-point conversion here. Peterson under center, takes the snap, hands off to number 24. That's Cody Halting one more time. Two-point conversion is good. Makes it 8-0 with 10:52 to go here. Penfield leads it. We'll take a one-minute break and come back with more on Kimmel 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Kimmel 105.3 Football Frenzy. 8-0 Penfield is our score. Early in the first quarter, the opening drive successful for the Penfield Panthers as they get set to kick it off back deep for Western. Kick is away. It is very short, down to the 28-yard line. And the return man upfield for the Western Panthers.
Carlos Ramos, an offensive lineman / defensive lineman with a nice return for Western.
Yeah, he'll take it up to the 45-yard line. They'll spot it at officially. Want to also say thank you in our broadcast today on K105.3 Football Frenzy. Got a lot of sponsors today. Crossroads Convenience Store, Fridays. 2 for reals for $5, Joe. It's right up my alley. Also, the Subway there. You can buy 2-foot-long Subways and get one free. Any Western parent, student, alumni, or staff, every Wednesday, you get 5 cents off per gallon. 10:47 to go here. First possession for the Western Panthers under center Nolan Wheeler, the junior. And he will little pump draw there to the outside. He's got some room down to the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. No one's going to get him. Touchdown, Western Panthers. That is Bodie Brown on the run.
Number 16, Patton Barrett for Penfield was close, but about 5 yards too short for that run. Great play by Western.
Bodie Brown with the 56-yard touchdown run. The senior, big back. He took the handoff, went to the left side of the formation, and he was off to the races. Clay Faldi will line up to kick the extra point for the Panthers. Kick is up, and it is a successful try. That'll make it 8-7. Penfield leads it with 10:14 to go. No shortage of offense here. We're going to take another one-minute break, and we will be back with the kickoff on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy here. 10:14 to go in our first. No shortage of offense. 8-7. Penfield leads it. Kick is down to the 5 for Penfield, and another big hit on the return for Penfield. That's number 22,
flag on the
Damian
play, though.
Morales. Flag down at the 25-yard line. Make it the 26.
For the moment, great stop by number 56, Carlos Ramos, who we just saw a few moments ago take that 17-yard return.
And that'll be an illegal block in the back by Penfield, so that'll move them back a handful of yards, and they will take over first and 10. We'll see where they mark this one off at officially. While they mark that one off, we'll also say thank you to Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Clothing Carousel, Trips Auto Shop, and Collision Center. Also, our playoff title sponsor is Trips Auto Shop. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and AC. Our pregame was brought to you by Grimes Plumbing, County National Bank, Summit Orthodontics, CertainTeed, and Tri-County Water. Just a handful of the amazing sponsors on Football Frenzy this week.
They're going to spot at the 16.
First and 10 from the 16 for Ryan Peterson with 10:09 to play here in our first quarter. Shotgun formation yet again. Tailback to his left. And it'll be yet another handoff. That is Cody Holtink, and he is brought down quickly.
Number 50.
Big Michael McKinnich, number 50. Offensive lineman and defensive lineman. Big boy. Good stop by Western.
He is a big boy. He's about the only one who makes Benrashi Hall look like a normal-sized teenager.
Human being.
He's a big boy.
Whatever they have in the water now, why didn't they have in the water when I was in high school?
Right? Formation, triple option, handoff. Different tailback. He'll get some positive yardage out of this one. Gabriel Scott on the carry for Penfield. 9:24 to play here for our first quarter.
Western had the shoelaces. It looks like number 75, Dominic Hossinger, was in on that tackle. Good stop for Western, but if that shoelace initiation wasn't there, that could have been a lot more for Penfield.
Our first quarter sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains, others can't. Peterson back in the shotgun. He'll have a tailback to his right. Two receivers spread out wide. Fakes the handoff. He's going to roll to his right, and he's just going to lob it up there, and it's going to be a jump ball. And incomplete is the official call. Pass is broken up. That's going to make it fourth down and six.
Almost picked off by number five, Julius Adams. Sorry to cut you off, Jason, but great tip play on that. Number 10, Caden Oliver, and number five, Julius Adams, my apologies, had hands on that. Couldn't pull it down, but that does force fourth down.
Our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard for Monroe and Jackson High. They are scoreless, 9:51 to go in the first quarter. As for our game, first quarter, 8:50 to play here. 8-7 Penfield leads, and they are getting set to punt it away for the Panthers. It is back deep to receive number 23, Landon French, number 5, Julius Adams. High snap for the punter. He will get it away, and it is a terrible punt end over end. It will go officially about 9.5 yards, and that is going to be great field position for the Panthers, Joe.
Referee was a little generous with that spot. I thought the ball went a few more yards, but very lucky break for Western as they're trying to capitalize on this and hopefully take the first lead of the game.
Yeah, they will get the ball at the Penfield 30-yard line with 8:44 to play, and they are wasting no time getting out onto the field.
Coach Mifsa knows what he wants to do. He sent his guys out there very quickly. Let's see what Western can do.
Wheeler takes the snap from the shotgun. Bubble screen out to Adams. He'll have it, and he's got five and then some. First down and a little bit more. As he continues to break tackles, he'll get up to the 15-yard line. And a nice little pickup of 15 yards for Julius Adams on the bubble screen.
That's enough for a Western first down.
I really wish I had eyes on who had that first initiation on tackle, but I'm just going to say a pack of Penfield Panthers had that tackle.
You know, I just realized I still had my sunglasses on. That might make it easier for me to see what's happening out there. Who knew?
I have regular glasses. I wish I could wear sunglasses then.
8:25 to go here in our first quarter. Wheeler will get the snap yet again. One tailback to his left. Bad snap up and over the head of Wheeler. He will just fall on it. Back at the 32-yard line, that'll make it second down and about a mile and a half here for the Western Panthers.
You got to love that awareness, though, by quarterback Nolan Wheeler. He knew that ball was still rolling. He heard the defense coming for him. He just fell right on it.
Yeah, and that's the good smart thing to do. You never want to pick that ball, especially when it's over your head and rolling backwards. You never get anything good out of trying to pick it up and run with it. You're either not going to pick it up at all, or you're going backwards even further than if you'd have just fallen on it. Good heads-up play there. And we've got a flag down on the play as well. We'll see what the call is here. It is a personal foul. Legal hands to the face, or legal block in the back, excuse me. So Western is going to head back even further on this play.
This is huge for Penfield.
Yeah.
They give up a terrible, and that's the nicest way to put it, punt. Would you say about 8 or 9 yards?
Yeah.
Went about 15, in my opinion, but 8 or 9 yards was the official clock. And now they've moved back 18 yards after a huge first down, now at the 48-yard line.
Yep, it is officially now first and 40, or rather it should be second down and 40. I'm not sure why they're going to, unless the penalty negated that, but first down and 40 for the Western Panthers, 8 and 14 with the clock running. Wheeler back to throw. Got an out route little too high for the intended receiver, Landon French. That'll make it second down and 40.
Number 11, Damon Golden, 5'11", 150 defensive back, who's a senior. It's obvious he's played a few more games than some of these guys on the field. Does a great job trapping that wide receiver. Has his hands on him, doesn't commit any penalties, but made sure that receiver knew he was there. And he was rewarded with a pass breakup.
Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard, courtesy of our friend GOC, Greg O'Connor. Monroe leading Jackson High 7-0. Williamston 6-0 over St. John's. DeWitt 14, Grand Ledge 7. Wheeler with the throw on the...
Wasn't much of a return, but like I just said, number 11, Damon Golden, who just had that last pass breakup. Don't know where Wheeler was throwing, but it was right in the hands of Golden.
Looked like it was a slant post route kind of thing for intended for number 23. That's Landon French, and just miscommunication. Didn't quite time the cut right or didn't maybe ran a wrong route or something, miscommunication there clearly, because he threw it right into the hands of Golden. And the field position battle now is officially being won by Penfield after that terrible punt. Good recovery. Handoff is on the inside. That's Cody Hulting one more time. He's brought down very quickly by the Panthers.
Looked like number 22, Bodie Brown, linebacker, running back, senior. Great job of wrapping up the running back. About a pickup of 3 yards. Great tackle. Can't ask for anything more if you're a head coach for Western.
7.5 minutes to go here in our first quarter. Penfield leads it 8-7. Second down and 7. Panthers with the ball. Ryan Peterson will take the snap. He will fake the handoff on the keeper. He's going to roll to his left. He's got space. He won't get the first down. And he will be brought down right around the 40. And there's a penalty flag down. Looks like we're going to get some unsportsmanlike conduct. Little extracurricular activity over there on the Penfield sideline.
Looks like we're going to see possibly a late hit. A little bit of scuffling afterwards on that Penfield sideline. But let's wait for the verdict.
We'll get a personal foul on the defense. And that's all she wrote in terms of penalties. So then, indeed, that late hit will give Penfield the first down and then some. 7:16 to go here. And while we mark off this penalty, we'll also tell you about some of our awesome sponsors, Schlenker's Sandwich Shop with our player of the game, Jackson YMCA, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, Jimmy's Towing, Lloyd Ganton Retirement Communities, Flexible Staffing, The Restore, Double Chiropractic, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm, O'Hara Construction, Penn Chiropractic, ERA Reardon Realty, of course, Crossroads Convenience Stores, Western Schools, always great hosts out here, and a healing place. And not to mention Bigby Spring Arbor, hooking us up with some awesome beverages to keep us warm here.
I mean, it's like 80 degrees, but I mean...
That's okay. There's no bad temperature for a chai. Keeper.
Hot chocolate.
It's a keeper by Peterson. He won't get far.
Going to give the tackle to number 50, Michael McKenich. Didn't get much on that. McKenich was right there. That is a looks like a grown man, honestly.
He really does.
He's a 12th grader, but he looks like a grown man. Towers over most of his teammates, and just overall great tackle for Western there.
6:50 to go now in our first quarter. Penfield getting the signals from the sidelines. They're in no hurry to get this playoff. Leading by just 1 point, 8-7. Already putting up more points than they did last season in this game. Snap to Peterson. He's going to look to throw. It's a screen out wide, still on his feet. He'll pick up about 6 on the play. That is Gabriel Scott.
Great tackle by number 6, Cole Sharp, the slot slash linebacker senior. Not much to say about that besides he got his arms around him and pulled him to the ground, and now we have a 3rd and 3.
6:28 to play in our first quarter. 3rd down and 3 for Peterson. He's got Hulting to his right. Takes the snap, gives to Hulting, and he goes nowhere. Absolutely stuffed by the defensive line for the Panthers.
Great rush by number 23, Landon French, the senior defensive back. There is another pack of Western Panthers this time, but that was led by number 23, Landon French, and they're rewarded with a one-yard loss. Here we see 4th and 4.
4th down and 4, 6 minutes to go. Peterson looks like he's getting the signal from the sidelines here. And there's a handoff, and it's fumbled. And it's picked up by Big Mac for the Western Panthers. They're going to recover. 1st down at the 30 for the Western Panthers.
Jason, we're only 6 minutes and 13 seconds into this this ball game, and I can see that number 50, Michael McKenich, is definitely going to be on the MLive Players of the Week ballot. He's doing a lot for his team, and for that, they were just rewarded. Huge fumble recovery on that 4th and 4. Let's see what they can do with this.
He's had no shortage of Schlenker's Sandwich Shop burgers either. He is a big boy, and he is a candidate for Schlenker's Player of the Game tonight already with a big fumble recovery. 1st and 10 for the Western Panthers. 5:47 to go in our first. They trail by 1 point, 8-7, as they will take the field. And hopefully Nolan Wheeler can recover from that early interception.
Western from their own 29-yard line.
The official spot at the 29. Bubble screen by Wheeler. He'll get it out, and we'll get a pickup there by Cole Sharp. Officially spotted at the 36-yard line.
The 5'10", oh, I'm so sorry, Jason.
You're fine.
The 5'10", senior Colin Reed, number 21 for Penfield, does a great job trapping Western's, who was it? I'm so sorry.
Oh, that was Cole Sharp.
Cole Sharp, I'm so sorry, Mr. Sharp. Please don't hurt me. But great job by Colin Reed by trapping Sharp on the Western sideline.
Trips right for Wheeler. He's going to keep it himself. He's got a blocker. That's Bodie. He's going to go all the way up to the 40.
Looking for daylight.
Close to a first down.
41-yard line. Let's see, move those chains. We got another Western first down.
Well, there you go.
See a quick injury.
And a four on the play. Tackle made by number 55, Seth Mosier.
A little slow to get up is a Penfield Panther.
Looks like number 16, Western. Barrett Patton, who was in there on the tackle. But he is up and running off to the sideline, so it looks like he'll be okay.
Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update. Mason 7, Eaton Rapids 3 in their game. Man in motion is Sharp. Wheeler takes the bad snap. He'll just keep it himself. Busted play. He's still on his feet, but he won't go far. He'll pick up maybe 2, maybe 3. It'll be second down here for the Panthers.
The Penfield version of Big Mac is number 50, Brendan Dalloway, 5'10", linebacker, senior. Just a great job leading the rush on that secondary for Penfield to make sure Wheeler goes down.
We have been treated to quite the game so far here in our first quarter. 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play. 8-7 is our score. Western trailing Battle Creek Penfield. And Wheeler will take the snap out of the shotgun. Man in motion is Adams. He'll get it on the jet sweep. He'll have nowhere to go. And he is stuffed, brought back maybe a yard with the forward progress. That'll make it third down.
Number 22, Damian Morales, 5'10", senior linebacker, does a great job. Yet another Penfield pack of Panthers on that defensive secondary to stop Western for any more positive yards.
So they're questioning the spot of the ball. The center was trying to get the ball off quick. They were trying to catch Penfield napping with too many men in the field. Now we'll get the snap, and they brought the ball with them to the huddle. I've never seen that before. Wheeler, one receiver to his right, two receivers also over there. He'll give it to Bodie Brown, and he'll take off on Bodie Brown with a big-time power run off to the left, and he will pick up the first down.
They're giving that tackle number 50, Brendan Dalloway, but there's nothing short of amazing on that play, because Bodie Brown just trucked him for an additional 6 yards on that.
Yeah, Bodie Brown was, he is definitely their power back in this setup here. Now down to 3:45 in our first quarter. And Western, for some, they keep taking the ball with them into the huddle, and I'm not really sure why they're doing that.
Their ball, their field.
Yeah, I guess so. Man in motion is French. He'll get the ball on the jet sweep to the right side of the formation this time. He'll get maybe a yard. Second down and 9.
6'1 senior Logan Fisher in on that for Penfield. Not much to say besides yet another pack of Penfield Panthers. They're doing a great job with their team, their defense, just making sure that whoever has the ball for Western does go down. They don't matter. It doesn't matter necessarily how many yards they got or did not get. Just make sure the guy with the ball is on the ground.
So we'll get two wide receivers, one to the left, one to the right. Now we'll get a second receiver off to the left. Sharp and French off to the left. Now make it two to the left, two to the right. Bodie Brown back in the formation with Wheeler. Jet sweep is faked. It's a keeper. And there goes Wheeler. He's got a big gain now. Up gain of about 7. He'll be up to the 43. And that'll make it third down and a very manageable 3 yards for the Western Panthers.
Excellent job at number 5. Luke Davis, the 6'1 junior defensive back for Penfield, because that could have been a lot worse.
Western in the hurry-up. Wheeler will keep it. He's got the first down and a little bit extra still on his feet, and he will finally be brought down at the 32. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go now. Our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Lumen Christi leads Hastings 7-0 in their matchup.
Crowd's getting very hyped.
Sorry, I'm just seeing crowds getting very hyped.
Four receivers set for the Western Panthers. Out of the shotgun is Wheeler. Bubble screen again. That is Cole Sharp. He's got a man with him, and he will get across the 30 to the 33. To the 27-yard line. Make that.
About a yard on the play.
Looks like they will lose about a yard. Second down and 11.
6'1" senior, number 24, Cody Holting, does a good job trapping Sharp towards the Western sideline. Couldn't ask for more.
Second down and 11. 1 minute 43 to play. Oh, he's finally relinquished the football to the referees after the whistle. Wheeler.
Sharing his hearing.
Yes, it is. Wheeler takes the snap. He's got receivers. He's going to look to throw. He's got a man open. He's got it. Touchdown, Western. Julius Adams with the reception. 28 yards, and that will give the Western Panthers the lead as it is now 13-8 pending the extra point.
A lot of miscommunication there. Excuse me. I cannot speak today. A lot of miscommunication there by Penfield's defense, just leaving Adams wide open for that beautiful shotgun pass where he picks up the touchdown.
First touchdown pass of the game for Nolan Wheeler. Extra point is up, and it's good. That'll make it 14-8. We'll take a 60-second break. Western leads Penfield 14-8 in the first quarter here on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. 1:16, the closing moments of our first quarter, and Western leads this one 14-8. The kickoff taken for Penfield, and they will get decent field position to start. Gabriel Scott on the return. He'll take it up to the 28-yard line. They'll officially spot it at.
I know you do offense and special teams, but I just got to give a huge kudos there to Gabriel Scott. It looks like he's been playing a lot of Madden lately because he just hit that huge truck stick.
It's one of my favorite moves, actually. Minute 16 to go here. Ryan Peterson back under center for Penfield. He's got Holting to his left. He's going to roll to his left and throw. Little off-balance throw, and it's
interception by number 21. Number 21, Dalton Heavy. Excellent job reading that throw. Excellent job. Comes down with it. Could have been over his head. Fingertip catch. Brings it in. Great interception by Western's defense.
Yeah, and he actually had a little bit of trouble there with Sean Gardner, the 6'2" receiver, trying to get a little bit of a push off on Dalton Heavy, and Heavy just got up there and snatched that ball away from the much bigger receiver, and Western will take over here at the 34-yard line of their own 34-yard line, I guess I should say. 1:08 to go here in the first. Our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update from Jackson, 14-0 Monroe after one. Also, Dundee leads Onstead 6-0. Ida leads Hudson 6-0 as well. Big thanks to GOC for hooking us up with the very out-of-town scoreboard.
Wheeler lined up in the gun.
First and 10 for Wheeler. He'll keep it himself. And he'll pick up two. And we are now officially under 1 minute in the first.
Tackle credit to number 57, Jasir Roberts, the 5'10 junior. 5'10, 210 pounds.
Yeah, they got some big boys on that sideline over there. Them Hosses in the middle they're no joke. Now down to 35 seconds in our first quarter. Western in no hurry to get to the line. Now under 30 seconds, Wheeler, shotgun formation. Oh, scratch that. That is Joey Ellis under center, and he will hand it off, and that play will go nowhere. Actually lose quite a few yards.
56, Dawson Ransom does a great job wrapping up the running back. There's 6 yards lost on that. Excellent job by Penfield's defense, just trying to get some momentum back.
Bodie Brown brought down on that play. It'll be second and 14 when we start the second quarter, and that'll do it for our first quarter. So we will take a 1 minute break, come back with the start of the second quarter, second and 14 for the Panthers on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. K105.3 Football Frenzy. Our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter is in the books. 14-8. The Western Panthers lead as we get set to start the second quarter. It'll be second down and 14. New quarterback in the game for Western, Joey Ellis, is now under center for the Panthers. Also found out why they're keeping the football in the huddle. Because of the COVID thing. Bring your own ball to the game, apparently.
They don't tell.
Yeah. Ellis will take the snap, fake the handoff. He's got four receivers looking deep. He's got the cannon. He's got a man. He's got it. Big reception there by Cole Sharp. Still on his feet. He'll finally be brought down at the 20. Flag on the play as well. Big play to open up the second quarter for the Panthers.
6 foot senior, Ryan Peterson, number 8 for Penfield. He's a senior man. You can't make those horse collar tackles. Ultimately, he did his job, just not in that way.
Yep, exactly. So that will advance the football a little bit farther. And while they mark that one off, we'll go to our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. 9 minutes, 22 to go until halftime. Monroe leads Jackson High 21-0. .11:50 to go in our game. And the official call is a horse collar indeed on the defense. And I'm just taking a look along the Western Panthers sideline. Nolan Wheeler sitting on the bench, trainer nearby. He's got his head down.
First and 10, Western.
Just getting a little bit of hydration there.
12.
Keeping an eye on his foot. Looks like his right foot a little bit banged up there, so Joey Ellis will take over QB duties, at least for the time being. 11:50 to go in our second quarter. Western has a 14-8 lead. Ellis, a senior. Snap is off. He's looking to throw. He's got a cannon, and he fires it right through the hands of a leaping Cole Wilcox. Incomplete.
Number 11, Damon Golden there. Tried his best to have coverage on that. Just a little short. Luckily enough, the pass was overthrown.
Ellis throws a fastball, doesn't he?
Joey Ellis also is the son of Spring Arbor University president, Dr. Brent Ellis.
Well, there you go. I did not know that.
The more you know.
That's right. 11:43 to go here in our game before our half. Second down and 10. Ellis will have Bodie Brown in the backfield with him. Four receivers out wide, two to the left, two to the right. Man in motion. And
fumbled
the snap, and Ellis will wisely just sit on it, take the loss, and live to fight another day. Make it third down and about 15.
Looked like it was a good snap. Joey Ellis had his eyes on his receivers before he had the ball in his hands. Luckily, he did know it was on the ground in front of him. Fell on it, just took the 4 yard loss.
I'm not sure if that was a designed option play or a jet sweep on that one, but Ellis just didn't quite have a hold of it. And another simple case of moving before you have control of your football. Back to the shotgun goes Ellis, three receivers set. one tight end. Bodie Brown will take the handoff. He'll go to the left side and tries to make a little bit of a gain there, and he'll get two on the play.
Tackle led there by number 66. I don't have him on the roster for Penfield, but number 66, good job.
So mystery player number 66 with the tackle for Penfield, and that'll bring Clay Faldy out to kick for the Panthers. And this will be a, looks like a 33-yard attempt. 10:20 to go. Low snap, kick is up. It is away. It's got the distance, and it is no good. Looks like he missed it to the left side of the upright. He definitely had the distance on that kick, though.
Great kick by Faldy. He's demonstrated all night long with kickoffs and PATs that he does have the leg. Distance was there, just pulled a little bit. I'm going to say that was just because of low snap.
Yeah, I kind of screwed up the timing just a little bit, just enough for him to pull it to the left side. He was also kicking from the left side of the field as well, from the left hash.
It looks like he is a righty as well, so that's a little more tough.
That is a difficult kick indeed, one of those chip shots from such a wide gap on the left hash. So that'll be first and 10 for Penfield, 10-11 to go in our first half. Back under center goes Ryan Peterson, shotgun formation. He's got two receivers to his right. And his running back, Haltink, gets the snap, or gets the handoff, rather. He's still on his feet, and he's got to the second level. First down and then some. And he will finally be brought down at the 37-yard line.
Caden Oliver, number 10 for Western, is the only reason why there's not a 6 on that board right now. He had open space, but Oliver luckily was able to catch up to him to prevent any further damage, because that was 6 points, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, it looked like Western had him wrapped up with maybe a 1 or 2 yard gain. Then Haltink just took off, and next thing you know, he's in the second level. He's back behind the center formation, and it's a direct snap this time to Gabriel Scott. He's still on his feet. He'll pick up about 6 or 7.
A razzle-dazzle. On that play, 28, Gabriel Scott was the offensive.
Gabriel Scott with the direct snap on that play.
Gain of about 7, second down and 3.
I was waiting on confirmation from the public addresser to see who got that tackle, and he didn't say it. Because I don't think he knows either.
Yeah, we'll chalk it up to a pride of Panthers on that one. 9 minutes and 10 seconds to go here in our half. Ryan Peterson, the quarterback for Penfield, gets the signal. Two receivers to his left. Haltink also to his left. Shotgun formation as usual for the Penfield Panthers. He'll take the snap. Good snap. He's looking to throw. A couple of tight ends break off on the right side. And he's got a man open, and he just overthrew him on the wheel route. That was Gabriel Scott.
Great passing attempt there. Just couldn't connect, way overthrew. I don't think he knows his own power, because we've seen him show out all game so far with his arm. Just not enough for number 10, who's 6'2", Sean Gardner, to come down with.
That'll make it third down and 3 with 8 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in our second quarter. Peterson gets the snap, a little bit of a low snap, bubble screen to Sean Gardner, and he will be close to the first down. Western's going to pull him back. We'll see where the spot is. And they're going to spot him at the 48, and they are going to give him the first down.
Cole Sharp, number 51, the senior defensive lineman in on that tackle. Excellent job by that young man.
Couple of quick updates here. Hanover and Addison on our Tri-County out-of-town scoreboard are scoreless into the second. Monroe continues to lead Jackson High 21-0. Grass Lake leads 27-0. Lumen leads 13-0. As there is a handoff up the middle.
Haltink
with the run. He'll pick up about 4.
Another pride of Panthers in there for the tackle, because we didn't see who it was.
We are approaching 8 minutes to play here in our first half. Western continues to lead 14-8. We had a flurry of action in the first quarter offensively and have had nothing at all so far through 4 minutes here in the second. Ryan Peterson continues to march Penfield down the field slowly and methodically. Looks like he's going to pass on the screen. He's going to get it out to Hultink. He's got the corner. He doesn't have the first down yet. Now he does. And he'll get a little bit extra down to the 35. Yeah, they are going to spot him at the 35 on that reception.
Number seven for Western, Cole Wilcox, the junior. Excellent job going low to make sure no further yards are taken on that.
Clock continuing to run here on the first down now that everybody is set. Still a no-huddle offense for Penfield as the clock continues to wind down. Western in their familiar maroon and gold uniforms. White and green for Penfield. Peterson takes the snap. He'll keep it on the option keeper. He's got the first down and then some into the second level. And down at the 22-yard line. Make it the 19-yard line.
Cole Wilcox again there, number seven in there on the shoelace tackle. Because if that shoelace tackle wasn't there, Wheeler's in for six.
Yeah, nice little option keeper play for Ryan Peterson. And he just, they've been so accustomed to Hulting taking that football when Peterson kept it. It was a whole different ball game. Now 6 and 57 to go.
What do you call a fish without eyes?
Oh, God.
A fish.
Okay. And it looks like we're going to get a timeout from the Penfield. Thankfully, a timeout from the Penfield sideline. We are going to take a 30-second break. We'll come right back on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you at Western High School as the crowd begins to get up and get down and jump around here in the second quarter. 6 minutes, 39 seconds to play. 14-8 is the score. Very festive here at Western High School as they have an early lead. Got out to the early scores in the first quarter. Nothing really much happening since here in the second. And Battle Creek Penfield will have the ball. 6:39 to go, first and 10 from the Western Panther 19-yard line. Peterson takes the snap, empty backfield. He'll get the handoff, and he's still got room on his feet. He's got the first down and then some. That is Gabriel Scott. Penfield still getting the sign from the offensive coordinator. They use the hand signal method of communication. 5 minutes and 30 seconds to go. And they're going to take another timeout. We're going to keep it here for this one. And not really sure what the issue is. If he just can't see the coaching staff or if there's some sort of issue with the play call or not really sure what's happening there. Didn't look like Western was doing anything overly confusing defensively, Joe.
I got to think that there's just the slightest bit of miscommunication there between one player and the sideline, because that is two timeouts in the last couple minutes. I mean, given there's only 5:25 left on the clock for the second quarter, but you can't be using these timeouts like that.
Yeah, we definitely, you got to keep an eye on those, and you could see Ryan Peterson was very disappointed in himself having to take that second timeout. I want to say thank you to Crossroads Convenience Store for being on the broadcast with us. Fridays, two for real shakes for $5. Also, any Western parent, student, alumni, or staff every Wednesday receive 5 cents off per gallon. And if you pop into the Subway there at Crossroads Convenience, you buy 2-foot-long Subways, you get one free on Fridays. They are located right next to Mackey on Deering Road, right off of I-94. Second down and goal from the 10-yard line for Penfield as they break their mini huddle on the sideline post-timeout. Peterson will take the snap. He'll roll to his right on the keeper. Looks like a busted play. Trying to throw the ball, and that's going to be a sack. And it's a fumble. Loose ball. Western recovers.
Fumble. Excellent defensive setup there by Western. They were ready for what Penfield wanted to throw at them.
They were looking for the throw to get out of that sack. He was trying to throw the ball away. Unfortunately, the ball went backwards, And that is a live football. Penfield actually had the first guy on the ball, but it squeaked out, and a big-time recovery by the Western Panthers.
Cole Sharp with the excellent fumble recovery for Western there. You couldn't ask for much more. 5:16 left. You guys are up 14-8. Let's see what they can do. Ball spotted at the 27-yard line. Hopefully Western can maintain this momentum.
First and 10 for the Western Panthers. They lead it 14-8 here in our second quarter. 5 minutes, 16 seconds to play. Three receivers set for the Panthers. They are headed left to right on your radio dial. Man in motion. And bad snap, and they will just fall on it. That is Ellis yet again just falling on the ball. That'll start the clock, and Western headed in the wrong direction yet again on this drive.
Looked like Cole Wilcox, number 7 for Western there, was already downfield just awaiting something. Looked like he might have had a bit of space to, become open. But unfortunately, Joey Ellis drops the ball, possibly on a sweep or some sort of handoff.
Yeah, he had Landon French in motion on maybe a jet sweep or an option of some sort. Four receivers set now for Joey Ellis. Man in motion, and he'll keep it, and he'll look to throw out of the screen. Designed screen pass. Bodie Brown will pick up some good yardage there. That'll make it third down and a manageable 6 or 7 yards.
Huge drop there by number 55, Seth Clothier, 5'11", 195 linebacker, senior. Great job just wrapping him up there. Jeez Louise, I cannot speak.
Down to 4 minutes to go in this one. The handoff, or the keeper rather, is Joey Ellis on the option to the left side. He'll get the first down and a little bit extra down to the 37-yard line.
Joey Ellis with the truck stick on number 21, Colin Reed, who was credited with the tackle. But truck stick nonetheless. Good run there by Joey Ellis.
3:57 now to go in the half. Quick injury update still on the sidelines as Nolan Wheeler still has that cleat off on the right foot. And he doesn't look like he's headed back into the game anytime soon. We'll keep you posted on that. Joey Ellis, meanwhile, under center for the Western Panthers, continues to lead this drive. 3:57. Ball is snapped. And the give is to Bodie Brown. He's got it to the left side. He's got a decent little gain of about 4 yards. That'll get the clock restarted.
Some confusion there by both Western and Penfield. But I keep getting reminded, you know who Bodie Brown runs like? Mike Allstott.
He does. We had a very similar tailback in our game last week as well.
Just runs with his head down. Big, bulky guy. Doesn't necessarily have all the speed, but you know, he's running. Don't stand in his way.
14-8 is our score as we head towards halftime. 3:15. Joey Ellis, the backup QB, continues to lead this team. He'll hand it off to Bodie Brown on the left side yet again. And another power run. He'll pick up maybe a yard, make it third down and 5.
57 there, Jaseer Roberts, who we haven't called since the first quarter. Excellent wrap up there on Bodie Brown. Now I want you to notice something that Joey Ellis does. Every time he gets the snap, puts the ball up in the air. What do you think that's about?
That's a pump draw. Just trying to get the defense to bite on that bubble screen. They've run it a couple of times with a little bit of success. This time he will throw. Blitz coming, and he throws out of the sack. Looks like he was trying to get it to Cole Wilcox, just couldn't make it happen. 2:30 to go. The punt team makes its way out for the Panthers.
Number 20 there, Logan Fisher, the 6'195 defensive end. Just excellent job there reading the offensive line. Snuck through him. Could have had the sack, but the awareness by Joey Ellis, he just threw it away.
Yeah, great job there to read that play, get the ball off into an area where no one was going to get it. Landon French is back to punt the ball away for Western. Low snap. The kick is away. Spiral punt. Takes a bounce at the 35. It'll roll down. Take a Western bounce to the 20. And that will be where we set things up for Battle Creek Penfield. They trail 14-8 with 2:21 to go in our half. Stay tuned at halftime. We will get you the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. We'll get you an update on all of the scoring action here. And we will get you this week in MHSAA at halftime as well. The debut in the 2020 season for that little segment from the MHSAA. First and 10 now from the 20-yard line. And the give by Peterson is to Haltink. He is eaten alive there on the corner. And that will be no gain at all. Cole Sharp in on the tackle.
Six Cole Sharp calling his name yet again. Had that fumble recover earlier. He's just doing wonders for his defense right now.
2 minute warning, if there was one in high school, as we get down to a minute and 50. Penfield, second down and 10 from their, second down and 9 from the 21. It's a keeper by Peterson, and he'll pick up a decent chunk of yardage to the 26.
Cody Brown and Landon Heavey.
Led there by big Bodie Brown. Not only is he a running back, he's also a linebacker. Great stop by that young but very impressionable young man.
Down to the final 90 seconds in our first half. Peterson takes the snap. He'll keep it himself. He's got a hole. He'll juke out to the right side. He'll get the corner, got the first down, and then some, and he's finally going to be chased out of bounds. After a big gain, he'll get first and 10 for Penfield from the 42-yard line.
Caden Oliver, excellent job chasing him down there. Ryan Peterson had some daylight, but just overall excellent job there by Western's defense.
Looks like they're going to flip the play. Here is Battle Creek Penfield. Both the receivers head over to the left side of the formation after first lining up on the right. Shotgun formation as per usual. Peterson takes the snap. He will hand it off, and then a flip play. He handed it off to Haltink.
Ooh.
And a big hit.
Julius Adams. Welcome to varsity, my friend. Excellent play going low.
So Peterson handed off that ball originally to Haltink. Haltink with the little pitch to Gabriel Scott, who ended up with the ball. It'll be second down and about 2 after the gain of 8. Down to 48 seconds now. Peterson with the give to Haltink. He'll get the first. No, he's going to be just a little short, depending on the spot.
See where they mark it.
Wrapped up there by number 22, Big Bodie Brown.
Clock continuing to run. And they are going to say, nope, they're going to stop the clock with 32.1. And nope, it's going to be first down, first and 10. Wait, there's some confusion over one of them is signaling no. The other one is signaling first down, and now they will have a meeting of the minds here. The MHSAA officials here in this one will have a conversation.
These poor guys 2 weeks ago didn't even know they'd be working this season.
Yeah, and they're doing a fantastic job this year. If you want to help out, they're always looking for good officials, MHSAA.com. You can make a few bucks, help these young kids out with their sports. First down and 10 is the official ruling by the referee.
Best part is that wasn't even a paid plug or anything. You just knew that off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Run it.
Impressive.
Alrighty, here we go.
Thank you.
First and 10 Penfield from the Western.
38 seconds flat is the time on the clock. And now the clock will get started. First and 10 from the 47. Peterson will roll to his right. He's going to look to throw. He's got a man wide open, and he missed it right through the hands of, Sean Gardner.
Right through the hands of 6'2", Sean Gardner. But Caden Oliver, number 10 for Western, was waiting in the shadows. Would have been a first down, but not by much.
Down to 30.1 on our clock. Second down and 10 as Battle Creek Penfield looks to try and tie this game up. They trail 14-8. Snap. And the give is to Haltink. He'll get the corner, and he will try and double back. He's got blockers that way, but he's still in the backfield. And a big-time block by the quarterback. Peterson will spring him free for a gain of 1. And they burn 15 crucial seconds off the clock on that play. Timeout, Penfield. We'll keep it here.
Our 56, Dawson Ransom for Penfield with just a excruciating block. I couldn't catch the... who was for Western. Overall, excellent block. Couldn't ask for anything better. If you're Coach Clothier for Penfield. But that was a lot of work, a lot of time off for just 1 yard, Jason.
Yeah, quarterback Ryan Peterson laid the big block on Landon French and just obliterated him to spring out of the backfield anyway for Hultink. 15.6 to go here. Penfield talking over their third down and nine play. Stay tuned at halftime. As we mentioned, we'll get you the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. We'll get you this week in MHSAA. We'll get you our scoring update here and any other thing that is pertinent for you to know here on K105.3. K105.3 is 105.3 FM, Brooklyn Jackson, WKHM FM.
I just remember being a kid on the way to school in my mom's car back probably 8 or 9 years old, and I'd always hear K105.3. Oh, memories.
Yes, indeed. You can catch us at K1053.com. Go to K1053.com/school spirit. Register to win $1,053, courtesy of CP Financial Credit Union. So we are back. Peterson breaks his huddle. He'll get the snap, and he'll drop back on the screen pass. Check down, and that is incomplete. Not even close to Cody Hultink. Fourth down now.
Hultink was in double coverage, but like Jason said, nowhere close to the ball. Incredibly overran, underthrown. Western, it looked like they had number 10, Caden Oliver in there, but just overthrown, underran.
Yeah, very well covered by Western. As soon as they spotted that he was going to leak out of the backfield there on a screen, they snuffed it out very, very quick. Nowhere for Peterson to go. Fourth and 10, they're going to go for it, and it's a give. It's that trick play yet again. And he's going to have the first down. He's going to run out of time here, though, as he's going to get down to the 28-yard line. Gabriel Scott on the carry on that little handoff to Hultink, who then pitches to Scott. 1.2 seconds left to go. No timeouts on the board for Penfield. They're going to have one last gasp at this. The clock stops for the first down to get everything reset. But once everybody's set, clock starts running. There it goes. We'll see if they can get the playoff, and they will spike it. And we'll see. The horn sounded, but we'll see if they can get a couple seconds back on the clock.
Should be about 0.9 left on the clock there, Jason. I was watching strategically at that big, beautiful scoreboard here out at Western High School. And they are going to rule it incomplete pass for the spike.
Yeah, they're going to tell him to put 1 second on the clock, so they burn a tenth of a second on the spike play.
Fans here at Western High School not happy in the home stands. They're cheering over at Penfield stands, but Western fans are not happy with that.
They are less than pleased. Peterson, final play of the half. He'll drop back, and he'll just look to fire it. There is Hultink on the screen pass. Gets a block. He's got a couple blockers up the sideline. He's going to cut it towards the middle, and he's not going to get their flag on the play. And the final play of the half, at least for now, is a first down run by Hultink. He'll get it down to the 15-yard line.
I don't know where the confusion was on that for Western's defense. That was just a quick pass. But good job there by number 32, Landon Heavey. But we see a holding call.
Penalty is declined. Smart play there. That'll end the half. Our halftime score is Western Panthers 14, Penfield Panthers 8. We will take a 5-minute break. We'll come back and we'll get you the scores, the Tri-County Water Out-of-Town scoreboard, and all of that good stuff on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy here with you. Halftime from Parma Western High School, 14-8 is our score. And the scoring got off to an early start with Penfield very early in the game, within the first 2 minutes, in fact. Ryan Peterson capped off a drive by the Penfield Panthers, their opening drive, as a matter of fact, with a 1 yard touchdown run very, very early on. Then, Joe, we turned it over to the Western Panthers, and from there, it has been all Panthers football. They got things started shortly after the very quick score by Penfield with a huge run by Bodie Brown.
I know there's definitely some people starting to call it a game right after that first possession touchdown by Peterson and Penfield. Ultimately, just a great play. Capped it off with that huge two-point conversion run up the gut. But Western did come back, put 14 unanswered on the board. Had a really good shot at a 33-yard field goal, just a bit to the left by Faldi. Can't fault him for that. It was a very poor snap. I'm reminded of the water, not Ace Ventura, Laces Out. I hate to make pop culture references, but yeah, very low snap. Had the distance, just couldn't capitalize on that. We see a stalemate of 14-8, haven't seen a single point in well over 20 minutes of gameplay action, but let's see what happens here in the second half.
Yeah, later in the first quarter for Western, Julius Adams and Nolan Wheeler. Wheeler to Adams on a 28-yard touchdown reception capped off our scoring. It's been zeros ever since then. We had no scoring at all, as you mentioned, Joe, in the second quarter. And there's been no shortage of offense throughout the area in our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Halftime at Jackson High, Monroe leads Jackson 28-0. Also, Dexter leads Adrian 27-0. St. Joe leads Okemos 27-0. East Lansing leads in their game 21-0. DeWitt leads in their game 27-17. East Lansing is playing River Rouge. Lumen is leading in their game 13-0 at our last update. Grass Lake 27-0 at our last update. Ida and Hudson 6-0 Ida. Dundee leads Onstead 6-0. Hanover Horton and Addison scoreless at our last update. And I've got one more coming in here from the amazing Greg O'Connor, who is always a treasure trove of scores from around the area. Ida now leading Hudson 12-0 in their game. That's our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Our first quarter of this game was brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Also want to say a big thank you to Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Clothing Carousel, Trips Auto Shop, and Collision Center, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and AC, Grimes Plumbing, our pregame show, County National Bank, Summit Orthodontics, CertainTeed, Schlenker Sandwich Shop. They bring you our player of the game, Tri-County Water, of course, our out-of-town scoreboard, the Jackson YMCA, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, Jimmy's Towing, Lloyd Ganton Retirement Communities, Flexible Staffing, The Restore, Double Chiropractic, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm, always a good time down there with Steve and his crew. One of my favorites to pick up the old Cherry Bomb Hard Ciders. Love that one.
Sticky Mac is mine.
I got to try that one yet. O'Hara Construction also on the broadcast with us today. Penn Chiropractic, ERA Reardon Realty, Crossroads Convenience Stores, where on Fridays you can get those For Real Shakes, too, for $5. Also, you can buy 2-foot-long Subways and get one free. And then on Wednesdays, any Western parent, student, alumni, or staff get 5 cents off per gallon of gas. Crossroads Convenience Store next to Mackey on Deering Road, right off of I-94. A healing place. Our host tonight, Western Schools, Chad, the AD, and his crew out here. Always very gracious hosts on a gorgeous, gorgeous fall night tonight. And Bigby of Spring Arbor on the broadcast with us as well. And they're still here handing out hot coffee, and they got us hooked up with some hot chocolate, some chai lattes. I'm such a diva. You got hot chocolate, and I'm like, oh, I want a chai latte. I might as well have ordered like a double venti, triple foam, non-fat, skinny, 2 pumps of soy milk nonsense compared to just your chocolate milk.
With a half shot of goat milk.
Something. Yeah, I don't know. I feel kind of fancy pants compared to the hot chocolate.
Listen, Jason, the heart wants what the heart wants.
It does. It really does. And it wants a chai latte. I'm not even going to lie. Also, in our out-of-town scoreboard, some games that are of note that were unfortunate forfeits tonight. Battle Creek, Harper Creek will get the 1-0 win over Northwest. Ludington will get the 1-0 win over Michigan Center in their forfeited game, which was a reschedule from another game that had to be rescheduled because of the COVID outbreak. Michigan Center was actually going to travel their way to Clare to take on Ludington in a game, and that unfortunately will not happen. Jonesville will get the 1-0 win over Springport. in a game that Springport, unfortunately, had to sit out as well. So that's our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. We've got you all caught up on our sponsors for the game. Of course, our title sponsor, CP Financial Credit Union. You can go to K1053.com/school spirit. Register to win $1,053. That's a nice little chunk of change for anybody out there.
Can we register?
No.
Dang it.
We are not eligible, unfortunately. I wouldn't be anyway because my wife works for a radio station, but now that you're here, sorry.
Well, I have a friend named Co-Jassity.
Okay.
Should throw his name.
Yeah, you'll have to tell him all about it. So make sure you head over to K1053.com/school spirit, register to win that nice little prize package courtesy of CP Financial Credit Union. You can also listen to our games at K1053.com. You can catch us on Facebook, the Facebook Live broadcast. We'll also get you the crawl going down at the bottom where you can see the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard and our Periscope, which we just learned today was a thing. I am getting old because all these names come out and I don't know what they are.
What is a Periscope? I'm 25 and I don't know what it is.
It is an app of some sort, I believe, that you can see. Well, you can't see us, but you can definitely hear us on Periscope, so make sure you check that out as well. I know Twitch because I'm a streamer, but that's about the only one that I really recognize. So we're going to take a 2-minute break. We'll come back with the kickoff to start the second half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Final preparations here at Western High School for the second half, where the Western Panthers lead the Penfield Panthers 14-8. Penfield, of course, making the trip from Battle Creek to take on Western here. Both teams coming into this game 1-0. Rough start to last year. They got off to the win in week one and then lost every game after that, did the Battle Creek Penfield Panthers. A little bit of a different story for the Western Panthers, 7-3 last year, and including a loss to, heartbreaking loss to Chelsea, and an overtime one-point loss to Coldwater. That was actually a game, I believe, that Steve and I called here last year. But a great game nonetheless. And they're 1-0 this year as well. We've got another Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update courtesy of GOC. Clinton leads Columbia Central 21-0 here on K105.3 Football Frenzy. Get you up to date on the scoring here for Western. Julius Adams with a 28-yard touchdown reception. Bodie Brown with a 56-yard touchdown run makes up the scoring for the Panthers. On the Penfield side of things, a 1-yard touchdown run by quarterback Ryan Peterson is the cumulative amount of scoring. A 2-point conversion added there as well for Penfield to give us our 14-8 score. A little bit of a breeze moving in, blowing in from the southern end zone, almost diagonal, if you will, Joe, from the blowing in from the south end zone to the north, kind of diagonally from the far side of the field from where we are at the press box towards us. So if you're moving right to left on the radio dial, the wind is blowing to the left on the goalposts and giving you a little bit of an advantage. Moving left to right, on the other hand, the wind is at a disadvantage and blowing left to right. That's probably the most confusing way I could have described the wind.
Absolutely. I think after this game, I'm going to have to go drive some back roads of Parma because I smell bonfire.
I do, and it's a perfect night for football. Absolutely gorgeous field, well-maintained and very well taken care of. There are about as many people as you're allowed to have outdoors here tonight. Everybody socially distanced, masked up. Big B giving away coffee for those of you who might have a little bit of chill to you. I still don't have my hoodie on yet. It is absolutely gorgeous. We knew we were going to be outside for this one, and so I warned Joe to be prepared, and sure enough, we didn't really need to come prepared. It's been absolutely beautiful out.
Yeah, I loved being on lunch break for work today, and just trying to enjoy my West Texas barbecue with my coworker, and then I see in my Facebook Messenger, "Oh hey, just heads up, we're outside." But then I did check the forecast; it is absolutely gorgeous out. You cannot ask for anything better for a late September night in Michigan.
No, you cannot. 12 minutes are on the clock, and Penfield will be kicking off. Western to receive in this one, back to kick for Penfield is Carter Wong. Short kick, takes a bounce at the 22, picked up by Adams there. Ooh. And he'll get around and a big hit at the 26. Julius Adams on the return.
28, Gabriel Scott. Only 5'9", 170. But I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening at home or on Facebook or Periscope, he put all 170 inside of that hit.
He doesn't play like he's 5'9", 1. He plays like he's 6'2", 220. I mean, he has been all over this field today. Really, you know, Julius Adams has been fantastic. The slot receiver, kick returner, defensive back, do it all for the Panthers. Shotgun formation. Joey Ellis back under center. Oh, it's a direct snap on this play to Landon French. He'll get around the corner. He'll pick up about six on
Landon
the play.
French with a little wildcat action there.
Didn't get to see who got the initial first hit on that for Penfield, but number 56, Dawson Ransom, standing at 5'11", 220. Couldn't miss that big number 56. He was in on that tackle. Excellent wrap-up for Penfield.
Joey Ellis, the backup quarterback for the Western Panthers. If you missed the first half of this game, you missed a beautiful start to this game, and you also unfortunately missed an injury to starting quarterback Nolan Wheeler, battling a foot injury. We'll take a peek here. Man in motion, and the give is an option keeper. Joey Ellis will hang on to the football. He'll get a first down and then some. He'll pick up an additional six past the first down marker. It'll be first and 10 from the 42-yard line.
Number 8, Ryan Peterson, does a great job getting there to Joey Ellis. Quarterback hits the quarterback. I love to see it. Only in high school. Just an excellent job, though, by number 8, Peterson.
You know, I'm scanning the sidelines looking for Nolan Wheeler, and I think he is on the sidelines with his backpack on and a walking boot. Air cast and a crutch on that right foot. That's not a good sign. But Joey Ellis has commanded this team quite efficiently. He'll take the snap. He'll keep it. Look to throw over the middle. He's got Adams. He's got a first down and then some. He's going to get the corner, and he's going to get down to the 40, down to the 35 and the 30. Still on his feet, down to the 25 before finally being tugged out of bounds. Big reception and first down for Julius Adams.
A lot of missed opportunities and tackles there by Penfield's defense. But once again, two plays in a row. Number 8, Ryan Peterson there to pick up the scraps and takes Adams down on the sideline.
10.5 minutes to go here in our third quarter. 14-8 is the score. Western leads Battle Creek Penfield. Big reception by Julius Adams. We were just singing his praises a minute ago before the half got started. And he is off to a fine start here in this third quarter. Joey Ellis back under center, and he will take the snap. Three receivers set, and he's going to get flushed out of the pocket. He's going to take off, and we're going to get a flag on the play. He'll pick up five pending the ruling here, and it might end up being a hold or a block in the back.
This one definitely looks like it's coming back, but number 56, Dawson Ransom there to prevent any more. Joey Ellis does a great job, didn't see anything downfield. Just scrambled to his left, found a little bit of room. Picked up the five. Unfortunately, that's probably going to be coming back.
Yep, they have signaled it as a hold on the offense. The flag is down at the 28-yard line of Penfield, so they'll walk it off from there. And that one's coming back way, way back. 10-yard holding penalty. That'll make it first and... Oh, boy.
A mile and a half.
Looks like about 22 from the 37-yard line of Penfield. So first and 23 following the hold. So a great play by Joey Ellis to get out of a potential sack is completely negated. They'll go option, and he'll fake the pitch to Brown. He's got the corner, and he'll get down to about the 25-yard line. Joey Ellis on the keeper. He'll pick up about 10 on the play. That'll make it first or second and 13.
Look like number 50, Brendan Dalloway, the 5'10", 170 linebacker, was able to stop Ellis on that play. Great pickup of 11. Didn't see much on there. Looked like it was a designed run. You have a better view than I do. Looked like it was a designed run. Just great job picking up that 11 for his team.
Yeah, he had Bodie Brown trailing him on an option play there. He's going to have two receivers with him, Adams and Brown, in the backfield from the shotgun, three receiver set. Going to go on a slant route, and he's got him. That's Landon French, and that is going to be very close to a first down. He will get a first down. First and 10 from the 11-yard line for Western. 9.5 to go now in our third quarter.
Excellent job there by number 24, Cody Holtink. Cody Holtink, the 6'1 running back / defensive back, is a senior. Just great job there stopping any further progression, because that could have been ugly.
First and 10 now from the 12-yard line. 9 and 20 to go.
First and 10, Western from the Penfield 12.
So the Panthers knocking on the door, standing at the Penfield 12-yard line. They can still get a first down. They need to get to the 2. There's the snap. Ellis looking to throw. He's got a man open. That's Bodie Brown. He's got the corner touchdown, Western.
Why would you want the first down on the 2 when you can just pick up those 6 right there? Excellent pass there by Joey Ellis.
Joey Ellis to Bodie Brown, 12 yards for the score. That'll make it 20-8 pending the extra point. First touchdown pass for Joey Ellis. Nolan Wheeler had the first TD pass. Second touchdown of the game for Bodie Brown.
Looks like they're coming back to the sideline. Penfield just waiting on the field, waiting on the goal line. But Coach Milf Sud, my apologies. Wants to talk it over real quick.
And looks like they're going to get the kick team out.
Kind of makes you wonder, Jason, because they had the kick team out.
Yeah, Clay Feldy, heck of a kicker for Western.
Here we go.
That young man better find a Division I scholarship, because that young man has a leg.
Yeah, he's got quite a boot. He made a 33-yarder look fairly simple. Just pulled it a little bit to the left earlier. Snap is good. The kick is up, and that one is good.
Right down the middle.
21-8 our score.
Great job there by number 10, Caden Oliver, on the call, the snap, the cadence. So Faldi, all he had to do was just follow through and put the ball in the uprights.
Piece of cake indeed. 9 and 20 to go here. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back with the kickoff and Penfield's first possession of the second half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. Western High School, they lead 21-8 over Battle Creek Penfield. This kick will be from Western's 45-yard line, and that will go all the way out of the back of the end zone. Penalty on the touchdown reception, roughing the passer, was enforced on the kickoff, so a quick little touchback, easy. Feldy made that kick look easy, that touchback there, as he boots it through. So it'll be first and 10 from the 30-yard line for Battle Creek Penfield. 9:20 to go here in our third quarter, or from the 20, rather.
These young men are playing especially gritty here in the second half. I'm not sure if you saw even that opening kickoff. A lot of big hits, a lot of big blocks, and that roughing the passer was just the cream on top of the on top of the pie, because this is going to be a very gritty, physical second half.
There's the official's whistle to get play started for Battle Creek Penfield's first drive of the half. Ryan Peterson, the quarterback, will keep it himself. He'll go up the middle and get a handful. Ryan Peterson, the 6-foot quarterback, senior for Penfield.
Big stop by number 50, Michael McKinnich, who we haven't called since, I believe, the first quarter. But big stop there for his team and getting back on the board.
Second down and about 7 here from the 24-yard line. Peterson gets the snap. He will hand it off to Holtink, and he'll get the corner. Tries to spin back, won't get far. He'll get about 4 on the play.
By Julius Adams and finished off by Michael McInnes.
They're going to give a tackle to Julius Adams and the assist to number 50, Michael McKinnich, who we just spoke to. or spoke about, my apologies.
Inside run there by Haltink. He'll get the first down. And that'll make it first and 10 from about the 31-yard line, 8 and 14 to play. Stay tuned after the game for the Schlenker's Sandwich Shop Player of the Game.
Cole Sharp down the sideline with the Western trainer. Not a good sign for Western's defense if they lose him.
Peterson rolls out. He'll throw. He's got a man. Incomplete. Intended for his big target, Sean Gardner. And Joe, that's probably the third or fourth time that he's looked for Gardner, and Gardner either just had it slip through his hands or just completely overthrown.
Gardner is 6 feet 2 inches tall, and he's a senior. You got to make at least an attempt at that. It didn't even look like he was ready for the ball. Even if he was, number 10, Caden Oliver for Western's defense was right there waiting for him. Would have been a first down, but you just got to be there.
Second and 10 following the incompletion by Peterson. 7 and 26 to go. The clock, for some reason, is running. And there's going to be a keeper by Peterson. He's going to get the first down on the run.
Cross to the 44, it looks like. He's got enough to move the chains first.
It's like number 22, Bodie Brown, and number 23, Landon French, in there on the tackle. They made it very easy for me because they're right next to each other on the roster.
7 and 10 now to play. First and 10 from the 44-yard line for Battle Creek Penfield as they get the signals from head coach Mike Clothier. Now under 7 minutes. They trail 21-8. And here's a snap to Haltink, and he will go absolutely nowhere. Big-time tackle by the Panthers.
Bodie Brown yet again. He's proven he's just not an offensive weapon. He's a defensive weapon as well. Grabbed him by the shoulder pads. Excellent tackle.
That'll make it second down and 8 with 6.5 to go here. Time at a premium. Penfield is in no hurry to get up and down the field despite trailing by 2 scores. Peterson finally has his play from the shotgun. 2 receivers out wide. It'll fake to Haltink. He'll keep it himself, and he is going to try and cut this one up. Tries to slide, brought down from behind. He'll pick up about 7. I'll bring up third down.
Looked like that was actually going to be a face mask by number 32, Landon Heavey, but he got away with that. Maybe it was just the way it was grabbed by the shoulder pads, but it definitely looked like he got face mask on that.
Good catch on that one there, Joe. Now under 6 minutes, 3rd and 1 from the 46-yard line, and if you're Battle Creek Penfield, do you go anywhere other than an option play here with either Haltink or Peterson?
I think you just do a quarterback run option, it looks like, to the right side, but they're not going to do that.
Nope, they will instead give it to Gabriel Scott, the speed back in this formation. He will pick up the first down and not much else. First and 10 now from the 42.
I only say to the right side because awaiting in the left side was Julius Adams, who was just waiting for his next big hit. First down regardless.
First and 10, 5 minutes 15 seconds to play now. Penfield gets their signal from the Western 42. And it's a give yet again up the middle to Gabriel Scott. Won't get much, about 3.
It was 3, could have been 4 or 5, but as the PA says, Big Mac, number 50, Michael McKinnich, in there yet again for another tackle.
Second down and 7 from the 39-yard line of the Panthers, the Western Panthers, that is. Penfield moving right to left here in this third quarter. Continuing their march down the field. And there is a keeper by Peterson. He's going to get the corner. He tries to reach for the first down. He won't get there. He'll be about a yard or two short. We'll see where the official spot is. But it will be third down either way. Third down at about 3.
Good stop there by number 10, Caden Oliver. Had to listen to the public addresser because he has a better view than I do. on that. But Caden Oliver in there on the tackle. That could have been a first down, but number 10, Oliver, in there to stop any more damage because Peterson wanted it.
Down under 4 minutes, 3:55 to play here in the third quarter.
I've never seen so much patience, Jason.
Out of a team that's losing by two scores. There's the snap. Peterson will hand off, and he's got the first down and then some. He's going to be met by a bunch of Panthers, and that is Gabriel Scott on the carry.
Called a POP, Pack of Panthers.
There you go.
But officially, they are going to give it to number 32, Landon Heavey, who, believe it or not, playing like an all-star, only a freshman.
Great play there by Heavey, indeed. 3.5 minutes to go now. Penfield trails Western by a score of 21-8. Peterson gets the snap. He's going to keep it himself. He's going to go right up the middle. He's got plenty of room. He's just going to dive forward after a pickup of about six.
I can't say he really slid there. It looked like he just kind of tripped. Number 23, Landon French there. Good job to spook Peterson there. But, yeah, it looked like he just kind of tripped.
Just shy of 3 minutes now. 2:55 to play. Getting the signal yet again from their head coach. Very methodical. This is still the first drive of the second half by Penfield. And there's that trick play. They almost had him. Gabriel Scott gets the corner. He'll get the first down. And he's still on his feet. Finally ran out of bounds at about the 11-yard line.
Truck stick there on number 7, Cole Wilcox. He wanted him. He almost had him. But too big of a hit, too fast.
There was a Panther, had a hand on Scott in the backfield and just couldn't quite get him. Got a Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update. Clinton leads Columbia Central 21-0. Addison leads Hanover 21-0. And Lumen up 13-6 in the fourth quarter. We will actually be in Hanover Horton next week, Joe.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, given the Michigan Center cancellation, we had to make some quick changes on the fly, so we'll be in Hanover for their game next week.
Against Grass Lake?
Yes. There is the give to Haltink. He's going to go nowhere. And that'll be a no gain, second down and 10 from the 11-yard line.
Cole Sharp is the first one to hit him.
Cole Sharp, number 6, the first one to come in. Finished off by number 75, Dominic Hossinger. The offensive lineman slash defensive lineman is a junior. Just great overall job there by those two Western Panthers. I keep wanting to say Panthers, but they're both Panthers, Jason.
Yes, they are indeed. Final 2 minutes of our third quarter as Penfield continues their opening drive of the second half following the Western score that got the first half started. And there is a keeper by Peterson. He's just going to lunge forward for a couple. That'll make it third down.
About the 10-yard line. From behind by Dominic Hossinger.
Dominic Hossinger with the stop there. Back-to-back plays where he was in there for the cleanup. And that is a big boy as well.
Under a minute and a half now in the third quarter. Penfield still showing no sign of wanting to get a move on despite being down by a pair of scores. Very, very methodical pace by Ryan Peterson and the Penfield Panther offense. He's going to look to throw. This time he's going to flush out of the pocket. Got three Panthers chasing him. He's just going to fire it. And incomplete. He had a man in the end zone. That was Shane Gardner.
And that's just the story, Jason. Yet another one by 6'2", Sean Gardner. It was just a little bit out of his reach, but you got to stretch a little bit more for that. Laying in wait was Caden Oliver for Western, but if you catch that ball, that's six right there, and you're within the score.
And the Western Panthers crowd getting into this big fourth down play, 4th and 8. Peterson looking to throw. He's going to got a man in the end zone, fires incomplete. Flag on the play. They're going to nail Jamal Adams. Excuse me. They're going to nail Julius Adams. for pass interference on this one. It didn't look to me like it was a catchable ball, but...
That was very much a Jamal Adams-esque play. I think that's why you said Jamal Adams.
It really was, the former New York Jet. Where's he at now, Seattle?
I don't know.
Yeah, sure, let's go with Seattle.
All right, yeah.
The Seattle Seahawk safety.
Football.
Yes. All right, so that's an automatic first down following the pass interference penalty. It'll be first down and goal from the 8-yard line.
You know, that was extremely great double coverage by Western there. A couple of Western Panthers in the end zone there. But, I mean, Caden Oliver hasn't really caught anything. Or not Caden Oliver, I'm sorry. Sean Gardner hasn't really caught anything all night for Penfield. So you just got to leave that, you know, man-to-man and trust your defensive back or trust your safety, whoever's guarding him, in hopes of another incompletion. There is no need for that.
So the official spot is the 4-yard line with 54.8 seconds to go. First down and 4 following the pass interference play. And now the official will be discussing things with the referee. I want to go back to that pass play. One of the key ingredients to a pass interference penalty is the ball has to be catchable. And that one didn't really look all that catchable to me, but I mean... They have a better vantage point of it, and if I really wanted to make that call, I could go to MHSA.com and sign up to be an official. But, Joe, in your opinion, did that ball look catchable at all?
That ball was as catchable as me going to a gym tomorrow. It was very much in the dirt. I'm not saying it's not going to happen because I probably do need to go to the gym, side note. But, yeah, it was somewhat catchable, but I don't think there was enough for a penalty there.
Shotgun snap. Peterson will roll out. He's going to fire. He got a man, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, Penfield. Luke Davis with the touchdown reception. A 4-yard catch will make this one 21-14, pending the point after.
That was just a gift wrapped up in gold, labeled with silver there for Penfield. Number 7, Cole Wilcox, was there. Tried to pull him down, just couldn't. Too overpowered. But luckily, Penfield, with that gift, were able to put some points on the board.
Yeah, the gifted pass interference penalty allows Penfield to get back into this game. Right now, 21-14. Looks like they're going to try for a 2-point conversion. 46.3 to go here in our third quarter. A massive amount of time eaten up on this drive by Penfield. And they will give it, and he is going to be short. 2-point conversion is no good on the carry by Gabriel Scott, and that will keep the score 21-14. We'll take a 1-minute break, come back with the kickoff and the fourth quarter here on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy here on the broadcast. The kickoff by Penfield is taken by Adams down across the 50 to the 45-yard line here on K105.3 Football Frenzy. Western leads this one 21-14 following the score by Penfield. 35 seconds left to go in our third quarter. And, Joe, that was a very valiant return there by the Western Panthers kick return specialist Julius Adams, and he's coming off the field a little gingerly following that return.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be affected, though. Looks like he's just taking the straps off his helmet, just get his breath back, get some good old H2O in his system. But, yeah, great return. The upsides and downsides of having a grass field, the ball dies. The downside, the ball dies. But great return there by Adams.
Indeed it does. Joey Ellis still under center. He's got trips to his right. He's going to roll that way. He'll get the bubble screen out. And there's a not much of a return there by Western's Dalton Heavey.
Couldn't catch you, went low there, but Colin Reed there, number 21 for Penfield, went high. And that's what it took to take down Heavey. Great tackle by Penfield.
Indeed it did. We've got a holding penalty against Western, so this one's coming back even farther. The official play, no gain, and then they'll walk off this holding penalty. 28.9 seconds to go here. Oh, yeah, absolutely. He looks like he's ready to go. Just waiting for his turn to make his way in. Western still in their huddle here, 28.9 seconds to go. Clock is now officially running. Ellis, four receiver set. He's going to go with a quick hitter, a little quick route there, and it is complete to Cole Wilcox. That will likely be the final play of our third quarter here, as it'll be second down and about 18 when we come back. And that will end the third quarter. So our third quarter score, Western Panthers 21, Penfield Panthers 14. We'll get 12 more minutes to go in this game after we come back from a 60-second break here on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here. It's second down and 14, complete to Dalton Heavey on the reception from Joey Ellis. That'll make it third down and about six here on K105.3 Football Frenzy. Our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update. Chelsea leads Ypsilanti Lincoln 31-7. Quick update from Jackson High as well. And Monroe leads Jackson High 28-8 with 11:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Joey Ellis on the keeper will go nowhere. That'll bring up fourth down and four.
Fourth down. The 40-yard line should bring up fourth and about three.
Fourth and three from the Penfield 40-yard line. They're keeping their offense out there, looks like. Let's see if this will pay off for them.
Yeah, they're up by a score. Just chew up some clock, maybe. I mean, you're in an awkward position where you're probably too far out for your kicker to hit a field goal. You'd be looking at probably 53-ish yards. Probably a little bit too much distance there on that one. You may take a delay of game penalty, back yourself up 5 yards, and punt. But it looks like they're going to go for it. Joey Ellis, two receivers to his left, two receivers to his right. And they're going to get a flag on the play. False start. One of the offensive linemen, unfortunately, just fell down as he was set up. Finally got set and then just slipped. That is an unfortunate happening there. So that'll back him up a handful of yards, make it fourth down and eight.
It's not ideal for Western there, as they were probably, in my opinion, they were looking for the hard count, hoping to draw Penfield off sides, which it looked like they could have had, but that offensive lineman just was not set.
Absolutely spot on there. Landon French back to punt it away. Great punt, and fair catch called for at the 10, and we're going to get a penalty marker down, and that's going to, I don't think they gave him the 2-yard halo to make that catch.
First and 10, Penfield from their own 10-yard line.
If that's the call, I can't and won't agree with that. I mean, these officials don't have to be out here right now, and we very much appreciate them being out here so we can enjoy some high school football on this Friday night. But that's a tad ridiculous if that's what the call is.
Nope, it looks like he threw the wrong flag. They're going to wave it off. He meant to throw his blue flag to mark where the ball was received from, and instead threw the yellow one. So they're going to wave that one off. It'll be first and 10 from the 10 by Penfield.
Just kidding, boys. You guys are doing a great job down there.
MHSAA.com. And we're going to get a penalty flag down on the handoff. No gain. But looks like somebody might have jumped, but it'll likely be... Look like one of the officials is signaling offside. One of the officials is signaling false start. And it is a false start on the offense. So that will walk them back 5 yards. Which is weird that they let that play go on, because the false start is a dead ball penalty, and they let that play go.
And offsides, unless a quarterback is made contact with, and
yeah,
that continues to go. That play right there just summed up how 2020 is going.
Yeah, the offside call normally is a free play unless the person who's committed the offside is unimpeded to the quarterback. The false start, meanwhile, is a dead ball penalty on the offense. So this one... They're going to have a confab yet again. They'll walk it back 5 yards. And it'll be first and 15 from the 5 yard line, Penfield's own 5 yard line. Sorry, it's not false start in high school. I always do that. It is a legal procedure.
It's okay. I figure out in high school that illegal blocking is a thing, or excessive blocking is a thing. So.
Yes. It's a big adjustment from high school to college and back and forth. Not really sure what the back judge is doing here. He looked like he was trying to have a conversation with the crowd over here on the western side of things, but now he's in position and we can get moving. 10:05 left to go in our fourth quarter. Western leads Penfield 21-14. Penfield driving from their own 5 yard line, first down and 15. And it's a keeper by Peterson. He's going to go nowhere.
Peterson with the keeper.
No gain on the play.
Good stop there by number 22, Bodie Brown. Once again, proving he's not just a running back. He's also a heck of a hitter.
Plays that middle linebacker spot for the Panthers.
I don't know why you'd go for something up the gut with the quarterback when it's first and 15 on your own five. Clock is running, and you're down seven.
Second down and 15. Peterson will take the snap, and he will keep it. Looks like he's going to go over the middle. He's got a man. Caught. First down. Brought down immediately, though. And that was number 88 for Penfield, Austin Wiersma, the tight end. His first action of the game.
Number 7, Cole Wilcox, is the one that brought him down. And that's one of those foot-meet-mouth moments there, Jason.
Yep, they haven't really done much trying to target Sean Gardner, so they go to the tight end, and a big first down, first and 10 from the 26, and it's a keeper, slips, looks for the bubble screen, he's got it, that is Luke Davis, he's got the first down, looks like he does anyway, down at the 38-yard line, he will have the first down, 8:55 to go in the fourth quarter.
Number 23, Landon French, had a chance at it, but... lost it. A little slippery, I guess, down there. But number 10, Caden Oliver there to clean it up for him.
First down and 10 from the 37-yard line. Penfield continuing this drive. They are very methodical, and it is not outside the realm of possibility. There could be less than 4 minutes to play on this game clock if Penfield can march down the field the rest of the way. Peterson looking deep. He's got a man. It's Davis. He's got it. He's down to the 25-yard line before finally being pushed out of bounds. Luke Davis with the big gain.
Chase out of bounds there by number 5, Julius Adams. He tried his best. He's fast, but unfortunately wasn't fast enough there as Luke Davis picked up a huge first down, and now they're knocking on the door looking to tie things up here.
Gain of 32 on the play. Clock continuing to run. Now Penfield starts to hurry it up. They'll hand it off to Haltink, and he will go nowhere. Big time stop there.
Big time stop there by number 22, Bodie Brown. Once again, I love saying it, proving he's not just a running back. He's also a linebacker, and he likes to hit.
8 minutes on the clock here in the fourth quarter. Western leads 21-14. Peterson getting the signals quickly now. They're starting to move with a little bit faster pace as the minutes begin to wind down. Peterson takes the snap. He'll hand it off to Haltink. He'll get around to the left side. Gets the corner and not much else.
Ball stripped away.
Got the ball taken away.
Down the sideline to the 40.
And they blow the whistle dead. Bodie Brown was gone and nobody heard a whistle. And unfortunately, they're going to bring this one back. They'll whistle him down. Third down and about 7 or so.
Much to the fans' chagrin and disappointment, Jason.
I think everyone on this side of the field collectively groaned at that call.
My heart's still racing because that would have been huge, man.
It would have been a huge shift in momentum. But third down and 7 for Penfield as they escape disaster here with 7:35 to go in the game. We've been treated to a very, very good game. Peterson will fake the handoff. He'll roll to his left. He's got a man open. Interception!
Number 10, Oliver there. Excellent interception there for Western.
And yet again, Peterson was looking for Gardner and just couldn't quite get the ball to him. And a tremendous interception by Western. Peterson is absolutely dejected walking off the field. 7 minutes, 20 seconds. Still plenty of time in this game.
Flag on the play, though, Jason.
First and 10, Western.
And it looks like this one might be on Penfield, given the body language.
Be a great spot for Western if this is against Penfield, because that was not ideal position after Oliver's interception, because that was made at the goal line.
It is a personal foul call against Penfield. So first and 10 would have been from the 5-yard line, Western's own 5, but the personal foul call will take it all the way out to the 20.
A lot of breathing room there for Western. I think that was a very good call by the officials there.
Officially now they'll spot it at the 19. So first and 10 from the 19-yard line for Western. 7 minutes, 20 seconds to go. They have a 7-point lead and a little bit more breathing room than what they would have had following the big interception.
I got to think if they're going to take that strategy that Penfield's been using to just milk that clock.
Absolutely. Man in motion is French. Joey Ellis will hand it off. French throws the ball. He's got a man downfield. He's got it. He's across the middle, across the 50 to the 40 to the 30. He's out of foot race. He's gone. Touchdown, Western Panthers. Cole Wilcox takes the ball 81 yards for the score. So much for milking the clock, Joe.
Oh, yeah. So much for milking that clock. Foot, meat, mouth. I don't know why I keep doing that. Caster's curse, baby. Number 21, Colinery, was in a foot race there with Wilcox. Just way too fast for that. Excellent touchdown. Excellent run there by after the catch by Western.
Joey Ellis flung the ball on a bubble screen to Landon French. Man in his face, French bombs the ball down the field to Cole Wilcox, who takes it 81 yards to the house. Kick is up. And it is good. Make it 28-14 Western. 6:54 to go in the game. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back with a kickoff on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. The kickoff.
What does
just
he mean?
Off, and Penfield will take it down to the 29-yard line with 6 minutes 47 seconds to play. Western will head back out on defense following the interception that was turned into a personal foul penalty, which turned into an 81-yard touchdown pass by not the quarterback Joey Ellis, but the wide receiver Landon French on the Philly special play. They take it 81 yards to the house on their first play from scrimmage. Now you have Battle Creek Penfield trailing by 2 scores and 6 minutes and 45 seconds to go. Snap is off, and they run their little double handoff play there. It is still on his feet is Gabriel Scott. He'll take it about 6 or 7 yards, make it second down.
Wilcox there, who just had that huge 81 yards touchdown, is credited there with the tackle. Good job for him.
Got to tip your cap to him. Had the 81 yard touchdown sprint, and I mean, it was an absolute sprint right back out there one play later. And he's been, their last defensive possession, he was nursing a little bit of an arm injury. He's still out there kind of feeling it.
It's going to be incredibly difficult for us to decide who actually gets player of the game here.
Absolutely. You have to tip your cap to Joey Ellis coming in cold after the injury to the starting quarterback for Western, Nolan Wheeler. He has guided them to 3 of their 4 touchdowns.
It's nothing too big either, Jason. We're just talking medium routes. We're talking 5, 6, 7 yards, but they're paying dividends. Because the blockers are finding what they're, you know, their blocks that they need. The runners are finding the holes, the gaps. They have great vision.
Absolutely.
Alrighty, 6:20 on the clock. Here we go. Second down.
So big Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update. Hastings just converted a two-point conversion over a minute left in the game with Hastings and Lumen Christi. Hastings leads 14-13. And there is Hultink on the carry for Penfield back in our game, close to the first down.
They're going to give the tackle to number 75, Dominic Hansinger. Way to wrap him up there. Good job for him.
And we're waiting on the spot here. And they will give him credit for the first down. 6 minutes, 10 seconds to go in our game. First and 10 from the 39-yard line. 28-14 is our score as of right now. Penfield driving again. Down two scores, still very methodical. And here comes the rush. Peterson has to scramble out. He's going to take it himself, and he's going to get down and out of bounds after the first down. Gain of about 13 on the run.
Chase out of bounds there by Adams. Not sure, though, why Peterson decided to pump fake when he was already 8 yards deep on that.
Hey, sometimes it works. You get a guy to leave their feet, and, you get a couple extra yards. I think Brett Favre used to do that quite a bit. Yes, it's the Brett Favre reference. I think you're obligated to make one in every football game.
We didn't last week.
No, I got to get two in today then. Peterson gives the ball to Gabriel Scott. He is still on his feet. The speed back, he's got the middle, and he'll pick up about 20 yards on the play. First and 10 for Penfield. Or excuse me, that was Hultink on the carry.
Hultink with the carry.
5 minutes, 33 seconds to go here. Penfield now getting into that hurry-up offense. Hultink in the backfield with Peterson. He'll take the ball, looking to throw, rolls to his right. He's got the medium route, and we'll see the signal. It's going to be close. It is complete to Luke Davis. A little bit of a low throw. Davis went down and picked it up, scooped it out. 5 and 15 to go. Back into the hurry-up is Peterson and the Penfield offense. Two receivers to his left. Hultink also to his left. He'll roll that way out of the shotgun. His receiver fell down. He's got to get around Hultink. He's just going to keep it himself. He's got the first down and out of bounds after a gain of about 6 on the play.
In hot pursuit was number 32, Heavey. Overall, excellent job there by Peterson, but an excellent job as well by Heavey.
Looked like a quick little QB boot out to the left. His receiver fell down, and he had some defensive linemen in pursuit. He had to get out of there in a quick fashion. First and 10 from the 16, 4:59 to go in our game. Two receivers out to the right as they shift around to get themselves set up accordingly. He'll roll to the right, looks to throw again on the out route. He's got Gardner down to the 2-yard line. That'll make it first and goal from the 2.
Good to see Gardner getting involved here late for his team with 4:53 and counting on the game clock left. Finally getting a big catch for his team, but getting Oliver there with the touchdown saving tackle.
Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Monroe leads Jackson 42-8 in their game. And this is a keeper. He's going to get the corner and the end zone touchdown for Ryan Peterson. A 2-yard TD run will make it now 28-20 pending the extra point.
Chased by Cole Wilcox, but he just had plenty of room because of his blockers. Excellent TD run there. Only 2 yards, but that equates to 6 points. Great job for Peterson.
We have another Interstate 8 score here. Y'all here real soon.
28-20 our score, 4:42 to go. Looks like Peterson and the Penfield offense will line up for the two-point conversion.
They were unsuccessful their last attempt, but let's see if they can get this one.
And there's a penalty on the play. And they're going to get a personal foul.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Unsportsmanlike conduct against Penfield. And the Penfield official, or the Penfield head coach, Coach Clothier, is very upset with the officials.
Looks like he's just trying to get answers, but he's coming way too far.
Without a mask on, which I think is what they whistled him for. So they'll walk this one back a ways.
Their coach there has a face guard on, like a sneeze guard.
Yeah. He didn't have it down, though, and I think that's what the officials got him for, is he had it up when he walked out onto the field. So now the two-point conversion attempt will be from the, what is that, the 16-yard line.
It looks like 18 to me. 18 or 16. Not pretty. It's not like the 4-yard line where it was spotted before. Or 2-yard line. 2-yard line?
Yes.
2-yard line. I know sports.
Yay, sports. 4:42 to go here. Two-point conversion attempt is underway. Peterson will roll to his left. He's got a man pushed off.
And he gets it.
He got it.
Conversion is good.
And no flags on the play. He looked like he pushed off there. But they will count it. 28-22, make it a six-point game now. 4:42 to go.
Peterson hit as he throws. Just has enough on that ball after it was batted down, or after it was tipped by Western's defensive men to find his receiver in the far end zone. Catches it, steps in. Looked like it was a push off. I do agree with that. Officials didn't see it that way, and he was right there. So I can't argue.
Tri-County Water out of town scoreboard. I wish I had a breaking news sounder because we have some incredible news. Yeah, that. Let's roll with that. Final. From Spring Arbor Road, Hastings 14, Lumen Christi 13.
Wow.
Shocker of a game there. Hastings converted a two-point conversion with just over a minute left in the game to take a 14-13 lead. Lumen could not get down the field in time. That is a final. Hastings 14, Lumen Christi 13 on our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Quite the stunner there. Very, very interesting, stunning final score indeed. Our score here, 4:42 to play, 28-22. Western leads Battle Creek Penfield following the 2-yard touchdown run by quarterback Ryan Peterson. And word is starting to spread around the crowd here of the Lumen Christi loss. There's the kick away by Penfield, taken at about the 15-yard line. That's Wilcox. He's going to get the corner. Got the blocker, Adams. He's going to get up around the 40 to the 45 and out of bounds at the 45-yard line for Cole Wilcox.
Great effort there by number 44, Cody Hogan, who is awarded with the tackle on the sideline. Wilcox got the speed. Hogan got the speed. You love the speed.
And the words. Very good blocking there. Excellent technique.
We do see a Penfield player down there. Trying to make out the number. Looks like number 16, Barrett Patton. The 5'8", 140 running back slash defensive lineman.
Joey Ellis will take the snap from the shotgun formation for Western, and he will hand it off up the middle. He's got a big-time gain there, gain of about 8 for Heavey on the run.
The 46-yard line, gain of 9 on the play, second down and a yard.
Second down and 1 officially after the gain of 9 by Heavey. .405 clock is running. Second down and 1. Western in no hurry to get this playoff, milking that 6-point lead.
A lot better game than we saw last year, Jason.
Yeah, this game last year, 49-0. Western just dominated. Man in motion. He'll go behind the quarterback, and we'll get a whistle here. And we'll get a... possibly a legal procedure, I think. And they're already getting set to walk it back. And, nope. It is an illegal procedure. 5-yard illegal procedure play. Second down and 6 now. 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the game. Western holding on to a 28-22 lead following the touchdown and two-point conversion by Penfield. Four receivers set. Joey Ellis getting set here. And, oh, man, all kinds of nonsense happening there. Two guys go in motion at the same time. Bad snap. So we'll get an illegal procedure with two guys going in motion. The bad snap, fumble. That thing is a mess.
Looks like they're just probably going to decline that.
I would.
Third and 15, as the public addresser just proclaimed over the loudspeakers. So you got to think that they've got to decline this.
I would think so, yeah. You definitely have to. If you're Battle Creek Penfield, you're gonna take that loss of down and loss of yardage. Penalty is declined. Well, I think there's some folks here in the stands that need to go to MHSAA.com and sign up to be officials.
There's a rule book on there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is. They should probably read that. But either way, regardless, it's third down and 15.
We've already seen one person escorted out of this lovely facility. I'd hate to see another one so late in this game.
Yeah. 3 minutes, 16 seconds, third down, 15. Key play here for Western. They are up by 6 points. 3rd and 15 from their own 41-yard line. Joey Ellis will take the snap. A little bit of a high snap. He's looking to throw, and he'll just tuck it and run this time. He's going to get positive yardage here. Drops the shoulder. He'll pick up about 7, and that'll bring up 4th down and about 7.
Made by number 10, Sean Gardner.
They're going to give the tackle to number 10, Sean Gardner, but I could have swore I saw number 55, Seth Clothier, in there as well. But we do see number 16, Barrett Patton, limping off.
3 minutes and 1 second on the clock. One timeout left as Penfield takes their second of three timeouts here. We'll get a 4th down and 8. We're going to keep it here on the broadcast. Joe, the shocker of a final score on our Tri-County Water Out-of-Town scoreboard. I want to reiterate it one more time because it's that shocking. Hastings 14, Lumen Christi 13. Very unexpected loss for the Titans.
You ever seen the movie Little Giants?
Yeah.
I love that movie. I just bought it for $15 on Vudu. I apologize to my sister's credit card company now.
Oh.
Paid her back, though. It's okay.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's just like he says in the halftime speech there, there's always that one time. You could get beat 99 times out of 10 or out of 100, but you still win that one time, and that was that tonight for Hastings. Overall, excellent game for them. Held on strong against the very gritty, hard-hitting, high-scoring Titans.
One more out-of-town score here. Grass Lake, a team we'll see next week against Hanover Horton, 48-14 winners in their tilt tonight. And the punt team is out for Western. Great punt. He'll wave it off and call for the fair catch at the 18-yard line. So Battle Creek Penfield will take over first and 10 from the 18, 2 minutes, 56 seconds to play.
Jason, they have a chance to win.
They do. 6 points ties this game. The two-point and or extra point would seal the deal and give them the lead. But and as we've seen, they are a very methodical, slow-paced team. They
big play, small play, small play, small play.
The kicker here for Battle Creek Penfield, just one timeout to work with. Clock management will be key for them. Peterson keeps it himself. He's going to go nowhere. Might even lose a yard on this one. Second down and 10 for Penfield.
Big hit by there by number 22, Bodie Brown. Able to penetrate that offensive line and prevent no gain on that with a running clock.
You got to go 82 yards in just under 3 minutes with one timeout. And they decide to run the ball for little to no gain there. And now they'll look to throw the pick play, get somebody out in the open. That's Gardner. He's got the first down up to the 34-yard line. 2 minutes and 23 seconds, and they ran an in route. Not getting out of bounds was Gardner.
I think you got just enough time right now. I mean, you still got 2:23 and now counting after the ref's whistle, but you got to hurry up, man.
Got to get moving. Peterson takes the snap. He'll hand it to Haltink. He'll go nowhere. He's going to actually lose yardage, and that'll make it second down and about 12 after the two-yard loss by Haltink. 2 minutes exactly on our clock now. 28-22, Western clinging to the lead here in our fourth quarter. Hurry-up offense underway for Penfield. Under 2 minutes to play. They'll take the snap. He'll look to pass. He's got a man open. He's going to look, and incomplete. Incomplete pass. Looking for Gardner. He threw it low. Gardner couldn't get down far enough to pick it up.
That was the same exact pass scenario that we saw in the end zone. That was called a pass interference. And that's kind of aggravating as a fan, as a commentator, as just a sports lover, football lover, because you make that call in the end zone, you gotta call that a catch. Even though it wasn't, you gotta call it.
Third down and 10, minute 46 to go for Penfield. They'll take the snap out of the shotgun, and he's gonna look for Gardner one more time. He's got it! And that is a first down at the 46-yard line now. Still one timeout left for Penfield, 1:39 to go, pending the start of the clock. First and 10 from the 46. Still need to get across that 50-yard line. Minute and a half to go. And there's the give to Haltink. He's going to go nowhere. Gets rung up by a couple of Panthers there.
That negative 2-yard gain was actually turned into, looked like a 3-yard gain. Overall, excellent job there by, would you say he was running that ball?
Haltink.
Haltink. Good job there by Cody Haltink, 6'1", 170. We are seeing Sean Gardner really get involved for his team. Really big first downs, two first downs for his team on this drive. 1:25 left. Jason, I'm going to play devil's advocate. What do you do? What do you do? You're down six. You have the ball on the 47-yard line, your own 47-yard line. Minute 25 left. You haven't been conserving the clock all day. What do you do?
Well, I don't run the zone draw on first and 10 from my own 46 for starters and then burn a timeout right after that. They've got to eat up significant chunks of yardage. This team is very slow, very methodical to get their plays to the sidelines or to the huddle from the sidelines. And you got to move. You got to move quick. And this is not a team that has shown that they can move quick down the field. Minute 25 to go in our game. Western has all three of their timeouts still. Penfield uses the last of theirs on this play. Peterson back. He's got pressure. He's going to look deep. He's going long and incomplete. He overthrew everybody, intended for Gardner on the play. Looking for that big home run. I don't think that's the answer for him, Joe. I think those medium routes were what we're working for him.
Wasn't overthrown by much. Peterson missed him by about, looked like, 3 or 4 yards max. But, I mean, you're in triple coverage there. Western's defense saw exactly what was happening, and they unwrapped it, and luckily for them, incomplete pass, 3rd and 10.
Third down and 10, minute 18 to go. Peterson takes the snap from the shotgun. Bubble screen is tipped, caught by Gardner, and he falls down for a gain of 1. It'll be 4th down and 8.
And they can't stop the clock.
And they cannot stop the clock. They can't spike it on 4th down. They've got to get on this ball. And the crowd here at Western is starting to fire back up. Minute on the clock now as time ticks down. There's the snap. Peterson looking for anybody. He's going to get flushed out of the pocket. He's got two Panthers in pursuit. Here comes a third, and he's going to get nowhere. Overthrows everybody, and that is going to turn the ball over on downs. And Western will escape with a 28-22 victory. What a play. The defensive line came up huge on that play, Joe.
Peterson's just hanging his head low. I got to say, young man, keep your head high.
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent effort. Your team lost 49-0 last year. This game was in fingers' reach. I don't agree with the coaching staff milking so much of that clock all game. I mean, Penfield held onto this ball, if I had to put a good guess on it, 65-75% of the game time just because they milked it that much.
Yeah.
46 seconds left in the game. You gotta keep your head up. Excellent effort.
And there you hear the PA announcer announce the Lumen Christie score, and the fans here at Western are very excited about that. Victory formation for the Western Panthers. 46 seconds to go, and what can you say about Joey Ellis coming in off the bench in a pinch, ice cold, guides this team to victory. He'll take the knee, start the clock. They'll likely have to get one more in.
Joey Ellis, in my opinion, is the Nick Foles to the Carson Wentz. You know, this isn't a playoff game. This isn't a Super Bowl. This is just high school football on a beautiful Friday night here in Parma, Michigan. But this young man stepped up, a second-string quarterback, was the answer that Western needed.
Yeah, Western will go to 2-0 on the year. He'll take yet another knee, and that will do it in this game as the clock final seconds tick away. 28-22, Western will take the victory in the final score. 2-0 for the Western Panthers this year, and Battle Creek Penfield will fall to 1-1. We will take a quick two-minute break. We will come back and wrap things up here at Western High School. Our final, 28-22, back in 2 minutes on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you from Western High School, where the Panthers have defeated Battle Creek Penfield 28-22. Back with your Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard final. Mason 34, Eaton Rapids 3, Grass Lake picks up a huge 48-14 victory in their tilt this week. We will see them next week at Hanover Horton.
Who are they playing this week?
You would put me on the spot on that. Monroe beats Jackson High 42-8 in their tilt. Waverly leads Holt 14-12. Chelsea leads Battle Creek, Ann Arbor Lincoln. No, they're playing Ann Arbor Pioneer. There's a lot of Ann Arbor teams. Ann Arbor, or Ipsy Lincoln, that's who they're playing. There we go. 31-7 is the final in that game. We've got Columbia Central and Clinton at last update. Clinton was up 21-0. Ida up 12-0 on Hudson. Dexter up 27-0 on Addison. Grass Lake 48-14 winners over East Jackson in that one. Of course, we mentioned the forfeits earlier. Northwest had to relinquish their game against Battle Creek Harper Creek. Michigan Center had to relinquish their game against Ludington, and Springport had to forfeit their game against Jonesville. Those are all technically 1-0 scores in your program there. The big score of the night thus far that has come in, the big one, Interstate 8 action. You heard the crowd reaction here in our game. Hastings picks up a huge two-point conversion. Under a minute left in the fourth quarter, they defeat Lumen Christie 14-13. That is your Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. We will take another three-minute break. We'll come back.